Hello and welcome to the first session of Living from the Inside Out. And what I want to lay out in this session is the basic premise of this program. And in order to do that, let me start a little bit before the program starts to give a context for what we're going to be doing. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be having what I call a transformative conversation. And I call it a transformative conversation because it's a conversation that has a tendency to transform people's experience of their lives for the better. And that would be, in its simplest form, what my goal for you in this program is, that by the time you've completed this program, you have a gentler, kinder, more peaceful experience of your life while having even more capacity for performance, even more capacity to create results that you might want to create in your life, and just a fuller, richer sense of being alive. Now, in order to do that, we're going to do that by what I call conversation. And that conversation, even though obviously by nature of the program, I'm going to be doing most of the talking, a lot of what's going to make it work is how you listen. And if you listen to the first video that we did, it kind of gave you some ideas about how to listen. But the simplest thing that I can say is listen the way you would listen to a piece of music. Don't try to work everything out. Kind of, you don't have to have your pen poised and write everything down. Just kind of let it wash. Just sit back. We're just going to have a chat. And what the chat's going to be about is the nature of the human experience. And I want to say a little bit more about what I mean by that. So the nature of something is what it is at core, what it actually is. So we're not going to be sharing theories about life. I'm not going to be saying, oh, well, no, this theory says this, and this theory says this, and isn't this an interesting theory, and you can try on this theory. What I'm actually going to be doing is pointing to what underlies all theories, what all theories that have recognized something true about the human experience are pointing to. So that's the nature of, and we're going to look at the nature of you. We're going to look at the nature of being human. We're going to look at the nature of having experience, and we're going to look at the nature of life itself. So just small stuff. Now, the human experience is what's true for all human beings, regardless of how you were brought up, regardless of where you come from, regardless of what you've been through up until this point, and regardless of where you're headed. So we're not so much interested in your story or my story or times I'll be sharing stories from clients and students. We're interested in the story of human beings, what it is to be one of us. And part of what makes this conversation transformative is that as best we can, we're going to stay with what would actually be meaningful. And by meaningful, the definition of meaningful that I use comes from a man named Lyndon Duke. And Lyndon Duke talked about, he defined meaning as something that makes a difference. So if something makes a big difference, it's very meaningful. If something doesn't make much of a difference, it's not very meaningful. So what we're going to be doing over the course of these 12 videos is we're going to be having a meaningful conversation about the nature of the human experience. And in order to do that, I'm going to begin with the basic premise of the course and why the course is called Living from the Inside Out, which is that there is a fundamental misunderstanding that we have all grown up in and we have all been taught as to where our experience of life as human beings comes from. And if you think back to your maybe high school science, you probably learned at some point about how people used to believe the Ptolemaic model of the solar system. It wasn't called the solar system, in fact, because it didn't revolve around Sol or the sun. The idea was that all the planets revolved around the Earth. And even though the astronomers and scientists could even tell thousands of years ago that the math didn't work, and it couldn't quite be right because if it was right, this planet should be here and this planet should be here, and the planets were never quite where they were supposed to be, and even the calendar didn't work. They actually had to, every few years, just chop off the end of December on the calendar and start again to make it work. That was still the prevailing model. And then in the 15th century, Copernicus came along and he said, well, what if it's not like that? What if actually what's happening is all of the planets are revolving around the sun? And suddenly the math worked. Suddenly it all made sense. Suddenly the calendar actually aligned with the way the planets moved and the way the seasons moved. And it was such a fundamental shift that everything that had come up until that point, all the science that had evolved out of an Earth-centered model of the universe, went out the window. And we actually needed a new science, a new astronomy, a new physics to go with the new understanding of how the universe actually worked. Well, we're going to do the same thing in these 12 sessions for the human experience, for how our experience of life actually works. And the fundamental model that exists in the world today is what I call the outside-in model, which is the idea that what happens in the world around us creates our experience on the inside. So a bad day is a day where bad things happen. A good day is a day where good things happen. A stressful day is where I, you know, go to my stressful job and have a stressful conversation with my stressful boss. And a good day is where I get to take some time off work and I get to hang out with my friends or my loved ones and I get to just chill. Or maybe a good day is where I've been really successful and lots of good things have happened in my work. And a bad day is where nothing's happened in my work, or even bad things have happened in my work. So that's the outside-in model. Now, there's a couple of variations on that, right? The empowered outside-in model says, well, it's not, you know, what happens, it's what you do with what happens. So if you can just learn to respond to life better, then you'll have a great life. So it's still outside-in. It's still, my experience of life is still dependent on what happens. But it's not just what happens, it's what I do with what happens. So if I can just do the right things and be responsive and be on top of it, I'll have a great life. And if I don't, if life gets on top of me, well, then I'm going to have a bad time. Now, there's another variation, which I call the enlightened outside-in. An enlightened outside-in is, well, it's not so much what happens or what you do about what happens, but it's how you think about what happens. So you need to think positive. You need to put a good spin on things. You need to reframe things so that oh, well, when I look at it this way, it really works. But when I look at it that way, oh, yeah, I can see if I look at it that way, it's a completely different thing. And we get very excited about affirming our way to a better life. But if you've ever tried it, you'll know that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you do all the right things and think all the right things and you have a great day. And sometimes you do all the right things and try to think all the right things and you still have a crummy day. Well, we've come up with all sorts of explanations for that within the outside-in paradigm, within this model that says our experience works from the outside-in. Stuff happens and we feel a response to what's happened. Well, what if it actually worked the exact opposite way? What if the world of human experience was 180 degrees the opposite of what we've all been taught, and our experience actually evolved from the inside out? That what we were actually experiencing and perceiving, seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, smelling, was a projection of our own thought and not feedback about the world. So one way to think about it is, in the outside-in world, my mind is a camera. And I'm just taking it in, and I'm taking in what's really there, and I can maybe interpret it, I can use my camera, I can frame things with my camera in certain ways to make them look nicer or not so nice. But essentially, what I'm seeing and reacting to is what's really there. Well, in the inside-out paradigm, what we see is that the mind is much more like a paintbrush. That until I create it through thought, all that's there is a formless potential. All that's there is a blank canvas. And in the inside-out paradigm, to put it as simply as I know how to put it, we're living in the feeling of our thinking, not the feeling of the world. So we're seeing our own thinking. We're hearing our own thinking. Our senses are actually being informed by thought, and what consciousness, which I'll talk about more in our second session together, but what consciousness does is it brings that thinking to life. It makes it real. It's like a 3D special effects department. And you've probably had the experience of just daydreaming, where you were daydreaming about something and you started getting really upset. You replayed a conversation in your mind with somebody and, oh, I can't believe they did that. And you got yourself really worked up. And if we had machines hooked up to you, like EKG and EEG machines hooked up to your brain and your body, we'd see you reacting like you were really in a real fight or a real argument. But the truth is, if we had a camera on you, we'd see you just sitting on a bench, because that whole experience was unfolding inside your head, inside your thoughts. Well, what I'm proposing is that the inside-out paradigm is an accurate reflection of how the world of human experience actually works. In the same way as we have now verified, well, actually, the planets really do revolve around the sun. we're beginning to verify through science, through spirituality, through all sorts of personal experience, that this is the truth of the human experience. Our experience only unfolds in one way, from the inside out. Now for me, when I first heard this, I was intrigued but a bit suspicious. And I kind of went from 100% outside in, and I conceded 20%. So I said, well, okay, it's mostly what happens to me, my experience of life. But I can see that maybe my thinking has something to do with it. And then the more I looked, the more I saw, well, actually, boy, it's touch and go about which is more important. So it's like, okay, 50% inside out, 50% outside in. And I kind of lived in that mixed paradigm for a long time. And the more I looked in this direction, the more I looked to see, is this inherent in what's happening the way I'm feeling? Or is this to do with my thinking about what's happening? In fact, is it just to do with my thinking? Because sometimes it has nothing to do with what's happening. And then it began to kind of shift the other way, and it became kind of 80-20 the other way. And I was like, well, you know, it's mostly what I think, but it still matters what my bank balance says. It still matters what my partner does. It still matters what's happening out there in the world. And then I kept looking, and I kept seeing more and more how it couldn't be outside in. That other people in the same situations as me had completely different experiences. And that even I would have a completely different experience of the same event from one day to the next. One day my wife would say something and I'd react like this, and another day she'd say it and I would go, oh, she's having a rough day. One day something good in business would happen and I'd be over the moon. The next day something good in business would happen and I'd go, okay, tick. And I noticed, well, hang on, the same events are happening, but my experience is different. How does that work? And the more I looked, the more I saw, it's always working from the inside out. And it became 95.5, and it became 98.2. And it got to the point where I pretty much knew that it was working inside out, but I just was hanging on to that just in case. Well, I know it's just I'm living in the feeling of my thinking unless something really bad happens. And finally, one day, I just realized, you know, I wonder what it would be like to go 100-0. I wonder what it would be like to stop holding on to hope that maybe it's something outside. Maybe there is some way that the world can directly impact my experience. And I let go. And I did it as an experiment. I didn't do it because I knew it was true yet. I suspected it, but I didn't know it was true. I did it as an experiment. What would it be like to live in the world as if 100% of my feeling came 100% from my thinking? And that was the moment that my world really began to change. Because as soon as I took on that experiment, the experiment I'm inviting you to take on through the course of this program, what I call the Inside Out Experiment, that 100% of your feeling comes 100% from your thinking, you'll begin to notice that everything changes. Now, the way a lot of my clients have put it over the years is actually nothing changes, but everything's different. Because the moment you begin to see that your experience is being created from the inside out via thought, and thought is informing the senses, and consciousness is bringing your thinking to life, so you're experiencing it as if it's real, your relationship to life begins to change, and it becomes much more like living a dream. So in a dream, all sorts of things happen, but it's fluid, and we don't get too caught up in any one aspect of the dream. Well, mystics throughout the ages have pointed to the fact that life is a dream. Sid Banks, who I'll talk about at various times throughout the program, was a mystic who said that life is a divine dream, suspended between the boundaries of time, space, and matter. And that's what we're going to be exploring together. We're going to be exploring, how does that dream unfold? What are the principles behind the human experience that allow our life to unfold from the inside out? And what are the implications for that for how we live our life? What are the implications for that for how our relationships unfold? What are the implications of that for how we deal with money? What are the implications of that for our health and well-being? What are the implications of that for resilience? What are the implications of that for how we create high performance or optimal performance, and for how we navigate our lives and for how we create results in our world? And all of that is yet to come. But for now, for this session, I only want to really go back and have you take one thing away from this session. What if the world really did work 100% from the inside out? What if your experience of life was 100% an experience of thought? What if you were living in the feeling of your thinking, not the feeling of the world? Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.